Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is your boy Teddy Love, and we're coming live out of a hotel room today. We've been given this nice hotel room by one of the listeners, which I'd like to say thank you. In this show, we're going to really just take your questions and talk about whatever you lead us to talk about. Star, say hello.
Hi, everybody.
First question is about water sports. Oh, we're a big fan.
No. The long and the short of it. I definitely grew up on the ball field and not on the lake. So skiing, tubing,
yeah, I was...
none of that is my thing.
Okay,
no.
I was just... I'm sorry.
Are you making fun of me?
Yeah.
Really?
Water sports are about people peeing on you.
Ew. No.
That reaction is even better.
It's really, sometimes it's too bad you can't see how I physically react to things and not just hear my voice, guys.
Like 30 people at the same time, bro. We'll get on Skype.
No, thanks.
The water sports people, when they had sent us the 10 best tips to water sports.
Is that a thing? Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm being serious. It's a thing. It,
I'm sorry.
It says,
I'm not
like,
trying to be funny.
Wear your clothes and don't be on to a
million. I'm sorry. Go ahead. And
don't pee on to humiliate him.
So don't R. Kelly him. Just
says, don't be mean about it. It's really a loving thing.
Why? What is loving about pissing on someone? That, explain this to me. I don't understand. I'm not trying to be funny, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I really just don't understand.
Well, a lot of people are writing in that it is nice and warm. Said you should not do it on a bed because it soaks into your skin.
It crosses like 45 lines that I just can't handle.
It's not really something that we're into. We're into a lot of things, but that's not one of them.
No.
So, Star, do you have any tips for giving blowjobs?
They can still hear you when you do that, just so you know.
Okay.
Blowjobs, let's see. I think that it's all about, for me, I give better blowjobs the more I can make the guy react, right? So it's kind of all about whatever gets them excited. The more excited he gets, the more excited I get, and then that makes it better for everybody. Is there some, like, special thing that I do that you really dig?
Well, I've said on this show that you give the best BJs, and so they want to know what I think that is so special about your BJs. And I just think it all together, she's actually accomplished with me a couple things that no one else has really accomplished before. So it just really feels different coming from her. And I think it's the way that she's given it, like with the heart that she gives it with, that makes it way different than other people. I feel like they were just kind of like, oh, no, I'm down here sucking another dick again. When I don't think that she does it like that. And so it makes it way different. In that part, I think with a lot of women that they do react to like, oh no, sucking another dick again, when mentally that's not sexy for anybody, like for you to have that thought about it. Like, I use eating as a way to serve the other person and not like, oh no, another vagina. Like, I would never want to say that, and that feels dirty coming out of my mouth.
I think that I know that we've talked about it before, but blowjobs are super personal. Like, I feel like that's a really intimate thing, and that's not something that I would just do for just anyone ever in my life. And so for me, it's one of those things that it's like, that's my face in your junk. And, like, that's a really personal thing, and it's really intimate. So for me, it's always been super affectionate because of that aspect of it.
What is my best aspect asset when it comes to eating your vagina?
He's like super attentive. So that's really hard to explain, I think. It's never the same motion twice. Like, he's constantly changing it up. It's not ever, there's no like pattern, so it's not like you can settle into a rhythm, if that makes sense. Like, it's always changing, and my ADD, that is good.
I try to make a run. That's the key to success. Is the moment that you can't handle anymore is the moment I feel like I achieved my goal. So where does he rank with all the guys that have ever done it to you?
Again, oral is really intimate in my life, so it hasn't been that many for me.
I actually think she lied to me and said she doesn't really like it when we started out this thing.
Anyway, he's better than anyone else I've ever had, so that's that.
I'm sure the next question is better than tulips.
Oh.
Me and tulips are one tongue in the same.
Yeah, different.
I taught her everything she knows.
Sorry.
Why the hotel is what was asked to us next. I'll let you go first.
Well, like I mentioned on the last show, I am starting a new career coming up, and we've been given this opportunity to kind of help out that company for a little while until the new job starts. And it's kind of a cool gig, and we're really enjoying it. And I think we're being able to help out our friend while we're doing it. So that's why the hotel.
Nothing like a quiet, freaky night.
There you go.
Are you guys into butt play at all? If you looked at her face right now, she would be telling you no. But that's actually a lie. She's into butt play.
It's not true. Why do you say that?
Because you just don't like slinkies in your butt. You do like fingers or tongues in your butt. Not that I know. I just heard about it.
Just heard from a little birdie down the street. I enjoy that he put me out here for all the world to understand. Right,
I said,
man.
Does Teddy really put his tongue in your butt? Like this.
Holy Christmas. There you go. That's your answer. Yes. He puts me out on the street. Yes, he does. That's his thing.
And how does that feel?
It is one of the weirder sensations you've ever experienced.
Can't believe we're talking about that.
You're the one that brought it up.
Yeah, I understand.
Not a bad sensation, just a weird one.
Yeah, they said, do you really like it? Yes, yeah, she really likes it.
Something.
Was that something you knew you liked before, Teddy?
Oh, God, no.
I actually knew she liked it before she knew she liked it. I had told her for the longest time that she was going to enjoy that. I could tell by the way she walks.
By the way I walk. That's
yeah,
weird,
like,
what you just said.
A lot of people tell a lot of things by the way she carries herself. I had a therapist tell me that she was the freaky one of the group.
Yikes.
Does it make you guys feel weird that you broke up a family last week, talking about the sisters?
No, because we didn't break up a family. We probably saved a family. More that we've talked to them, the more that we realize that they enjoyed the idea and probably being to with other people that aren't their siblings are the best option for them. So, no, I don't feel bad about it at all.
I feel like I saved them on a lot of the East Cream.
Oh, my God.
Well, just...
Wow.
Sorry, I'm on.
Wowee. Okay, moving on.
Have you guys decided on any destinations to host a seminar at? No, we haven't really. We didn't really talk about it much after the show last week. We'd like to be the first to say, how about Florida?
You never know. I mean, I've been given another opportunity to come to Florida, so
yeah.
If we're coming down, we might as well do it all, maybe.
Here's the real answer. If you guys want it enough, we'll come. That's how it ends up working out. If enough people want it, then we'll come down there. Wherever it is. What about Alaska? Yeah, I'd love to come to Alaska.
Yes,
I've always dreamed of coming to Alaska. And so I'm glad you would even
you
mention
people.
It.
Him and Tulips can come to that one. I want no part of the cold. Thank you,
but
no thank you.
Said Alaska won't take Teddy without Star. Well, then we'll both be there.
We're coming in the 1 month a year it's warm because I ain't doing cold.
She said, oh, don't worry. It's never really warm.
Oh,
there's a mild,
wonderful.
A milder stuff.
Talking me right into it. Yay. I hate cold.
As far as Naked Weekend goes, has that been sustained in your guys' recovery? It has for me. It helped me a lot.
Yeah, I think it was really good.
It was probably better time than what I really knew.
Yeah, and I think that timing was pretty perfect.
Yeah.
For lack of better explanation.
So this new gig you have, to give you a free hotel? Yes, pretty much so, yes.
Kind of, yeah.
This sounds like the freest gig ever. That's what they say.
Maybe.
It has some freaky perks to it, yes.
I don't know if it would be freaky for anyone that's not us, but sure.
Oh, no, you have to write the paper at the end.
You have
to have some freaky properties to be a part of.
Yeah.
I don't want my niece doing that. Now that
shut up. She would be so good at it.
I don't want her writing about that stuff.
The bed creaks or it doesn't creak. Who cares?
What is your favorite thing to drink while out? Diet Pepsi for me.
I mean, if we're talking to random, then I'm a Dr. Pepper fan.
Well, I never drink, so that's why I said Diet Pepsi for me.
Alcohol-wise, it's probably the girliest aspect of who I am. Like, super fruity, it's got to taste good.
Jim Beam's her favorite.
No. I really like margaritas, and I mean, I can even shoot tequila, but That makes for a different me altogether.
You've heard about that, you, is what they said. Huh?
No, I'm not the one that gets crazy with tequila. That's
she
the
gets
other
crazy
one.
With any too much alcohol, she gets crazy with. And it was her moonshine story that she told you guys.
Oh, yeah, moonshine. Yes. Yes.
That moonshine got you that dick that you fell in love with, is what they said.
Moonshine was a little crazy.
Well, I just figured that it was a good day to whip it out on that time.
Yeah,
I was in the holiday spirit. That's why I gave such good
sleep. The cheese came the next day, right?
Well, we were supposed to, but we didn't make the cheese game.
No, didn't make
we're not very good at following the plan a lot of the time. Okay, so one of our listeners has a problem. She wants to know about masturbating. And so why don't you talk about it first and then I'll carry it up.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm the right person to have that conversation, but okay. I think that it's something that is perfectly healthy, perfectly normal. I see no problem with it. Pull out a toy. Don't pull out a toy. Just use what God gave you, whatever you want to do. I mean, I'm not one to sit here and tell you can't do what you do.
She said, are you a fan? She's not a fan of self-stimulation.
Yeah. Personally, that's not my thing, but that's just me.
But that doesn't mean she's not into having it touched.
Right. Right.
And what I'll say is I don't think you should feel weird about doing it. Biblically, there's not really a wrong have you doing it. It's a way to help you probably not sin as much.
Agreed.
For sure. And a lot of times people will tell you to kind of scare you away from sex in general, which if you've listened to my show, you've kind of heard about how sex is one of the greatest gifts given to us. So if it was given to us by God, it's not meant to be really shameful and all the stuff that we do to it. That's the humanizing of it that makes it the way it is. It's like if a person is naked and you see their breasts, God meant for those breasts to feed babies. And instead, we look at them and make them perverted and whatever we do with them. So I would say if you want to do it, flick the old bean.
He's on something crazy today, ladies.
She hasn't fed me.
Yeah, it's my fault.
It is your fault.
Well, I offered to go get food an hour ago. You said no.
Are you guys into slave and bondage play? Not yet.
No.
Any fetishes? I'll let you go first.
I don't think so. Do I have any fetishes?
Well, you like to be bit a little bit.
Oh, I do like a little bit of pain. Yeah.
I
didn't know that was a fetish. Sorry.
We probably haven't explored deep enough to figure out which all that stuff is. And at the same time, I've never really let women open up the box with Pandora to Teddy Love because who knows what I like. So I kind of didn't want to end up like a really, really wild freak. I mean, I already talk and speak very openly, so who knows what I can end up like. And I don't want like a rooster in my butt.
He'd probably like that.
Yeah, I don't want anything like that to happen to me. And I definitely don't want to figure out terrible.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many conversations we have where he's like, I don't think I'm weird, but whatever it is. So, yeah, I definitely think we haven't explored a ton of things, you know.
I say, why haven't you tried to open up Teddy's box? She's probably scared of the outcome, too. The truth of the matter is, whatever it is, she'll probably enjoy it. So, if it's like putting a rooster in my butt, she'll be the one to like that.
No more roosters. Oh, guys. Goodness. Maybe we need to stick with the 11 o'clock show.
And I don't want both to end up in jail.
Oh, Lord.
Because that sounds illegal.
Maybe. We don't know. Oh, Lord.
Is Teddy into butt play? No, Teddy's not into butt play with his own butt. He doesn't want that just because I keep bringing up a rooster up my butt. That's something that I am into quite yet.
No, I'm going to leave that one alone. Yeah, I agree. Probably not. Goodness, I'm sorry. I don't know why my nose is running.
What's the youngest age you would date?
Yeah. Gosh, I'm not really dating. I definitely think that with my life, no one under the age of 32, 33 is probably going to have anything in common enough with me to be able to, like, form a long enough bond to quote unquote date long term. Does that make sense?
The youngest age is 35 for me because that's Tulip's age, and 36 would probably be the oldest for me because that's Star's age.
I'm 37.
Oh, 37 now. I don't think that people actually should have an age that they stop dating at. If they're available, they're available, and who knows what they're going to like.
Yeah.
It says, well, if not date, what about F for a night?
I'm not down for the one-night stand shenanigans.
How about
left that behind in my 20s.
How about the weekend is what you're going to say, man.
Wow. I'm not in a place where I'm looking for anything more than what I have right now, so it's kind of hard to step outside of that mindset.
I'll go with her answer. Darwin James would like you to Google his picture and contest him against me. Yes.
No, good. Contest him?
Yeah, he says that he thinks you'll be impressed with what he has to offer.
I'm not looking, so.
I'm sorry to
really
tell you,
care.
But that's a contest you're not going to win. When I hang up the phone, I'm going to have my tongue in her vagina. So let's not have this discussion.
Holy moly. Like gauntlet thrown. No.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's a silly question. Like, I'm in a room in a hotel with a girl, and you're like, well, take me out. I'm like, dude, get a life.
No. Cool. I understand what you're saying. We have people write us all the time, and girls hit on him, and guys say, well, if you ever decide you want something different, here I am. You know, that happens to us all pretty regularly.
One of our favorite fans just said, hang it up. So I'll go with her on that. you probably should just hang it up when it comes to that part of it.
She would know, yeah?
Sure, yeah. One of our listeners just wrote that he's happy to hear we're going to have such a great time tonight, and he expects the work to be really good tomorrow.
Wonderful.
Yeah. We'll do what we can. I'm
starving at the moment.
Oh, well, one lady says she owns a shop in Baltimore, a restaurant in Baltimore, and we could have a shrimp boil or crab cakes.
My favorite person. I'm always down for food.
She's, her husband has already offered to fly us there if we want to come.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're into that. I could use some seafood.
Yeah. Yes. I'm down. Let's make it happen.
Listen, everybody that has free trips, go ahead and see what you got for us. I'll take them.
We don't want to sound like grubby, but...
No, but I would like to experience the world. So if you can help me, I'll come do it. And if that's what you want to do to meet me, then I'll meet you that way. If she's going to offer me some shrimp and crab and stuff, I'll go meet her for shrimp and crab.
Cakes are yummy.
That's like a hint for our fan in Florida. If you have crabs or shrimp.
No, not if you have crabs.
Yeah, that makes sense. If you're offering like a food or something, you're more likely to get me to come visit you.
You want us, you have to feed us. We're fatties at heart.
I understand wanting your vagina eaten, but I have two vaginas. Do you know how tired my jaws get some of the time?
Oh, my God.
Like
that?
That's harder work than most people give it credit for.
Wow. There you go.
Then maybe you can start the tour in Baltimore. Maybe.
Maybe.
I love how this turned into a tour already.
I know. It's like, went from...
I haven't even done anything yet, so now it's a tour. I think I should publish my book first and then go on a tour.
Do you have a book?
I have a publisher, but I haven't wrote a book yet. I was supposed to start writing the book 3 years ago, and I hadn't done it still, and a stroke kind of happened and took some of my time up. So
makes me
should.
Feel a little weird that I came into his life 3 years ago, people.
Oh, yeah, she caused it, too. So it was her and the stroke that kind of slowed down the book. But I used to carry around a voice recorder, and Tulips was going to write down all the stuff that I came up with.
Yeah, that
basically.
Was definitely before me.
What happened to all your former co-hosts? Well, one of them's at home watching the children. One of them has her own radio show in Pittsburgh somewhere. That's Bella.
One of them we're still really good friends with.
Yeah, Danica owns a shop here in Kansas City.
She did my hair.
And lives not too far away. And then Miss Devine, she's one of our friends still. That's Andy.
Not slick at all. I couldn't guess that was who that was, but that's
but
interesting.
She works close to us and is still one of our friends, pretty much.
She is one of our friends. She's just busy.
Miss Sylvia C., she's still running her styling business. And she had told you guys that she stopped doing the show so she could run that. Usually I don't not break up with any of them, like a bad breakup. We're all amicable and stuff about what happened. Just so happens that Star turned out to be the best of them.
I don't know about that, but I probably have more fun than
people have told me already.
Maybe I just have more fun.
It says that our love here, I mean, me and your love makes the show better.
That makes sense.
Do you guys have big plans this evening?
Food?
Yeah, that's a big plan. We've actually told you most of them. We said food and my tongue in a vagina, and that's pretty much the evening, I think.
I'm going to drink, so you never know.
So tongue in the butthole then for you, Jenny.
Oh.
Well, you never know, like she said.
I'm not the one who hangs from
ceiling
fan when
I
drink, though.
And listen, I don't like my butthole played. Went over this already.
Sorry.
Are there aspects about the way Teddy eats you that are better than a woman? Yes.
Yeah.
I've never experienced an orgasm in my life. Can you guys help me?
Well, never ever.
I'm going to assume she meant never, but when she said never.
That makes my heart sad for you.
Part of me wants to say I don't know all the answers to all the questions. I need answers to answer it, right? And then part of me wants to say date black guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a lot. She said, you are right. I've never been with a black guy. See, I
expand your horizon.
Are you saying that all black guys are great in bed? No, I definitely am not saying that.
Nope, not even a little bit. Nope.
I actually don't consider myself good in bed because I'm black. I think it's because, like Star said, I pay attention to detail. Everything that happens in the bed while we're doing it, I can tell her what's going on as far as what makes her sit back this way or to go this way or go that way. I literally do like study all of it and feel and touch and hear all of it. I know the person who wants us to work is probably excited about that part, but I do like experience every bit of whatever's happening. What makes Teddy a good father?
He is super dedicated to his kiddos. like no one I've ever seen. Just like very concerned with each of them as individual people and growing them into the very best person that they can be. He's awesome.
I kind of feel like they were gifted to me, and since they were gifted to me, I have to treat them as such. If someone gave me a brand new car, I would try to take care of it. And so that's how it is with the kids, is I try to take care of them to the best of my ability, and I treat Star and Tulip the way I do so that they either know how to be treated if it's a girl, or if it's a boy, they know how to treat the person. So a lot of my life is dedicated to that part, daddy and or being a husband. That was probably my biggest sadness about the stroke, is that I felt like I was letting that part of my life down, not knowing that I was really just sick, but I was busy like thinking about what I could be doing and not what I needed to be doing at that time. Was Teddy really sorry that he had a stroke?
Oh, yeah.
I'm still really sorry I had a stroke.
He apologizes over time for stuff that he can't control.
Yeah, I just feel like if I'd have done better, had taken care of myself before the stroke, like a lot of the things I do now are really not that hard, and I could have done them before the stroke, but I never took the time to do that, kind of. And so that's what I apologize about.
Yeah, I think pre-stroke he thought he was pretty invincible. And so now he has a pretty strong respect for life and the blessing that it is. And so he treats it very differently.
And it was a harsh reality to realize life went on without me. I kind of felt,
talking about that a lot in the past couple of days, yeah.
Before the stroke, that like all you people do, wouldn't be able to go on without hearing Diddy Love on the radio. And so finding out that people still live life while I was down, that shocked the mess out of me.
But, it did. It really effed him up a lot. Like, wait a minute, life still goes on, but I'm not there. And not that he's like, the world revolves around me, because he's definitely not like that. But
no, I actually thought that I was helping the world so much that it wouldn't go on so much. Teddy's best asset. She said physical or physical and
like his personality in general is probably his best asset.
I don't like when people say that. That means I'm ugly.
And then his smile physically is probably my favorite aspect of who he is.
Let's be honest, the dick and the tongue.
It is not.
Those assets are really good.
Those are great. I'm not discounting those. I'm just saying that's not.
And it's definitely my heart, like when we talk about the other part of it.
Yeah.
Teddy, would you be okay with your children marrying you? Yes, I would definitely be okay with them marrying me. I'm actually rooting for it. What if some guy asked them to be in polyamory? As long as he treats them like I do, I'm okay with it myself. I wouldn't do anything that I feel weird with them doing. I have a niece that I talk to all the time about polyamory, and if that's what she chose to do, I would say that was great for her.
Yes. It is great for her. She just got to find the right.
Sure.
Situation.
Did you only date black guys before Teddy?
Yep.
No. She had a white guy.
Really? That wasn't dating. That was like a one-time whoop. That's not.
That wasn't one time. I could tell it was more than once. Yeah, that's why you didn't answer, because it was more than once.
No, it wasn't
once.
Like that at all. You make a whole lot more out of that than it was, so I'm just telling you.
Does the white guy make Teddy even better?
Yeah.
Yep. That's the part I'm really thankful for him for. That's really great. It's like all this came before. Like, I have this cousin who has 10 children. And we used to go to the club together. People say, well, at least you're better than him. And I'm like, well, I'll never be the lowest because I'm always going to be better than him. Now, after a while, I realized that I was tired of being compared to him. But for a little bit, it worked that at least I was better than him. Are you guys into clubs? Not really. So what are you going to drink in?
Oh, I was going to go to like a restaurant, like a sports bar.
They didn't know if we were going to be in the hotel room drinking or?
Nah. It's a little weird. He doesn't drink, so drinking alone in a room is weird. So I'd rather go sit down at a restaurant and at least not be by myself. Yeah.
Plus, we're starving, so we need food.
Good.
Can you guys do a show about daddy issues? You go ahead.
Sure. We can if you want to.
What are you laughing at?
Laughing at life. Yeah.
It made it sound kind of mean. Like, well, she had daddy issues, though.
No. I'm sorry. I was really laughing at my own self. That had nothing to do with that. I was thinking about my own father and life and that. I'm sorry if I made that sound like I was laughing at you, because that really didn't even cross my mind. I'm sorry.
There's a gentleman that wrote us that said, can we talk about family being in your business in general?
Sure.
Sure.
Tell us your story.
He better not his mother-in-law obviously.
All right.
Yeah, you just got him in trouble.
Well, there you go. Sorry. Didn't mean to get you in trouble, bro.
But like I said last week, the same problems and concerns you guys probably have, we probably have too, when it comes to stuff like that in general. So that's part of back to reason that we don't find ourselves to be superstars like you think we are.
We just live life.
We could have used $2 worth of gas on the way up here.
What?
In the car. We could have used $2 extra worth of gas to get the car in.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about everybody needs gas money.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was lost there for a second.
Would you be against us sending you gas money? No, I wouldn't be against you sending us gas money. Like, I'm serious. I'll take a lot of the free stuff that you give me. Usually, if it's not vagina or slinky, those are the things I won't take. But if you want to give me something, I'm not rude enough to tell you no. Holy Christmas, you have to say that, though. This person said, well, y'all's fat butt should get to the gym.
Get to the gym? F off, bro. Did you play college sports?
Yeah, I had a stroke. Dang it. Cut me some slack.
Yeah,
he said he just gets tired of hearing about how great I am.
Well, then don't listen.
Well, I'll try not to be so great. I mean, I wake up like this. So what am I doing?
That's naughty. You didn't mean to. That sounded rude. Sorry.
So what is the biggest curse and blessing about doing this?
We've kind of talked about this, so that's interesting. It's really been good for me mentally. And then it's also very challenging for me. It's kind of all the same thing. It's a whole lot of really personal stuff out there for the world to know. And I'm not a super sharer in real life. So to be that open and honest and, like, out there, sometimes I get a little nervous and anxiety-ridden about it. But then the flip side is it's kind of cool to sit here and have you guys relate to my everydayness and to know that, like, some of the stuff that we say is impacting someone's life. I have to tell you that the more personal you guys get with us and we get to know you as people, the more real it becomes. Prior to the softball show, for me, it was just like this phantom number of people that were out there listening to us. And then the day that we did the big softball show and people became people and not just these listeners out there in the world. And it became like it was really me and not this persona, that's when I was like, ooh, this is a big deal. And so it's good, and it's fun, and I'm glad to be able to do it. I feel kind of blessed that I have this outlet and the ability to share my experience with other people.
And for me, the blessing and the curse is all the same thing. Being able to, like, speak my words into people's life is scary at the same time. Like, I need to make sure I know what I'm talking about before I tell you guys any advice. And so I take that with big consideration before I do it. I understand that if I say something, a lot of people go try it. And so it took me a while, but I had to learn to be the person who says what needs to be said rather than what I want to say. So it's actually like we talked about where there's two me's. So I have to be Teddy when I come on here rather than being the other person. He's a little selfish, more selfish than Teddy is.
I wouldn't say that, but okay.
Sure. Well, you don't know what he thinks a lot of the time. Do you ever think about when you two both are naked in front of me and which one I touch first? Does that go through your mind?
No. No, it doesn't. There are a lot of aspects to that answer that I could talk about for a long time, but no, it's not something that I think about anymore. I think in the beginning, and I know we've talked about it a few times, but I'm a little competitive. So I think in the very beginning, there was like those moments of, but I need to win. And then after I kind of got over that in my own mind and realized that everybody wins, which I know is like a very, I hate that concept that everybody wins and blah, blah, blah.
And so, Teddy, how do you decide? Well, the truth is, going in, I know that both of them are getting it. So whoever I touch first just gets touched first, and then somebody else will get touched later. Like, nobody ever gets left out. And
yeah, no, that's never an issue.
And I want both of them, so it's not really, like, a thing. I think more people themselves try to make more out of it than we do, really.
I would agree with that. I think that happens a lot, actually.
Is there, like, a race to Teddy's Slinky?
No. Would you say there's a race to your Slinky?
Sometimes Tulips is racing to the Slinky. But I would say
here's the thing about her. She swears on her life that she's not competitive at all and that she doesn't think about those things and whatever.
She's a little
she totally wants to win every time.
Well, if we're being honest though, she is the one that comes the fastest.
Yes.
And so we can kind of do her and get to doing each other and she be satisfied, if that makes sense. So I think sometimes she's like, well, I'm going to come the quickest, so let's get this done and over
like,
with.
Like, I'm just going to go ahead and get off and
right.
then move on. Yeah, I think so too. And I don't think she does it in a selfish manner at all.
No,
because
she definitely stays around and keeps giving herself.
Yeah.
But she does come the quickest out of everybody. And so,
like a superpower for that.
Right. She comes so fast now that makes me annoyed, actually. I'm like, dang, I'm not going to come over here. And she's like, well, just a second, I'm getting off. And I'm like, what the heck? I haven't even really started yet. Like,
yikes.
It's just...
Wow.
Says, does Tulips listen to the shows? Yes, she does.
She normally does. I doubt she's listening tonight. Just because probably doesn't.
Are you guys going to keep the nighttime slots?
Do you like this time slot?
I think that we will probably do it some more whenever we're working like this. And we'll do some daytime shows too, just to give you guys something interesting to listen to during the day. I got a lot of messages about people listening to it at work, like the workplace is listening on the radio. And so I feel like that's probably good for my business.
That blows my brain.
Sure. That's
awesome. Good for them. Who has seen the ESPN body issue that's coming out soon? They released all the photos yesterday, I think. Anyone? Well, did it blow up?
No, it didn't blow up. Three people at the same time want to know how long you're going to let Teddy eat you.
I don't know. It's not something I can gauge.
It'll be like 12 minutes or something, then she'll take off running. She usually can't handle more than that. How long would I be okay with eating you? Probably the rest of the night. I was just joking about the hurt jaws and stuff. I could last a pretty long time doing it that way, too. Could you stand right in his face that long?
No. Not like, I mean, I could do it physically, if that makes sense. I just am saying, like, he's so good at what he does that I don't have the ability to.
You mean I'll just have to do it worse? I'll just have to stay there and do it worse, and maybe she'll stay up there longer. Can you guys post another picture in the morning? I don't mind. I'm talking to you.
Can we post a picture of what?
Us.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we hadn't posted a picture in a long time. Can we post another picture in the morning?
Sure.
How many hours is Florida from Kansas City?
Driving?
Yes.
From here to Orlando, it's 22 hours in the car.
If you guys hold on, I could be there tomorrow.
Nope.
No? I guess we'll just stick with that. I want to say, though, that you are you're a girl who doesn't take no for an answer. I like that.
Girl that knows what she wants, apparently. I mean, good for you.
She said if she's being honest, I mean, if you're being honest, how big is Teddy Slinky? Wow.
I don't know how to answer that. Like, what am I supposed to compare it to?
It's like 10 inches.
There we go. I was like,
is it pretty thick? Yes, it's pretty thick. It's at least a mouthful.
More than most days.
Says that in college, you don't usually get that.
Maybe.
And with the NFL players, you get 3 inches, he says. Holy crap.
Blessed.
Yeah.
Wow. Roast much? Do you have roasted
bro,
potatoes?
You were, if you were on the Chiefs, I wouldn't say this stuff about you, but you're a Charger, so anything goes.
Lot. That's a lot to take in there. Actually, I guess it's not a lot to take in, is it?
Yes, she said so. Think about her on the other end, getting 3 inches for 15 minutes at a time and hearing about you receiving 10 inches for unlimited time. Of course he's
Sounds
willing.
Like you need to find some toys.
Said, of course he's willing to drive 22 hours.
Yeah.
Math-wise, that probably makes sense.
Because that's what it's all about, math.
Well, I'm just saying.
Goodness.
The conceited part of me says, if
yeah.
I were you, I'd want to sleep with us, too. They say, you guys always seem like you have so much fun.
We do
have fun.
We kind of always have. Like, the very first time we ever met, this is how we were.
And we have the wildest conversations, like she was talking about earlier. If there was a fly on the wall and they knew what we were saying, they would go crazy.
So funny. Like, we talk about the most random crap, and it's just, like, really serious for us. We're talking about it. It's, like, whatever it may be. And then there's something crazy left field, and then here we are again, full circle. It's just kind of who we are.
This person who keeps writing says she feels like she should get you while you're drunk.
Oh, I'm not drunk right now.
I know, but you're going to be drinking tonight, so she wants to get here tonight.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
She's not for drinking, but if she's drunk with you, she feels like things could happen.
You're in college and you don't drink? Is that what you're telling me?
The people she pitches for don't allow drinking is what she's saying. And so she on the air saying she does not drink.
Right. I went to a Bible university.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. I also came home magically impregnated. I don't know how that happens.
Because she said she doesn't have sex either.
Of course not. Mm-mm. I'm sure everyone is. Yeah, never mind. That was going to be inappropriate. Go ahead.
Somebody I don't know from Florida says, if you're effing anybody, it's going to be me. So,
oh, really? Just like that?
You can't just cut in line. If there's somebody we'd have first, it would be somebody else.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying, like, somebody's been trying forever, and then this lady's like, just Bogarting, and like, well, I'm doing it.
Bogarting. Good. True that. Well, just know that it's not happening anyway, so doesn't matter.
My dick is at least 7 inches, not 3.
It's all about perception, I guess, huh? Maybe you're not working those 7 inches as well as you should.
Plus, every guy adds 3 inches to a dick and tells us about it. Like, nobody's going to come on and say, yeah, I got 3 inch dick, that's big.
Yikes.
But I don't really care what your Twinkie size
nope.
is.
Nope.
You don't
Neither.
Need to call in and tell us about it. And my wife's probably not impressed with your 7-inch Twinkie. It doesn't matter, like, keep your stuff to yourself. I don't care about your stats.
I mean, do what you do. If that's who you are, so be it. I'm sure there'll be lots of little cleat teethers that are all about you for a long time.
You say it lasts at least 20 minutes. And that's over the national average. I'm about tired of everybody knowing the national average. So what, like, this show's not about average people. So from now on, we're going to say, if you don't beat the Teddy Love average, I don't want to hear about it. I don't care about 20 minutes. Like, we just talked about, I'll eat her vagina for 20 minutes tonight alone. And so it's not impressive that you can last 20 minutes. Like, I'm not trying to get on you or anything, but I don't.
Sounds
wanna,
like you are a little bit.
Yeah, I just don't want to hear about it. Like, who cares? Your 7-inch penis can last 20 minutes. That's great.
You're freaking 20-something years old. You should be able to last all night. Come on.
Now, that's her getting on you. But yes,
Woo!
My 10-inch penis can last about 10 hours. That's how it works. So if you want to have a penis race, that's how we'll do it.
Whoa, no penis races.
Okay, the show's going a little weird.
It's going a little sideways there for a second. Let's move.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Have a good night.